Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price with the buzz out of Knoxville. Presented by Junk Be Gone Nashville. Whether it's a home clean out or complete remodel, Junk Be Gone has the answer. 615-398-2899. That's 615-398-BUZZ or junkbegonenashville.com.
That glass shattering can mean only one thing. Austin Price from VolQuest.com joining us on the Midday 180. It's time to get the buzz out of Knoxville with Austin Price and the VolQuest.com report brought to you by Junk Be Gone. Austin, are you getting excited about that annual voyage down south to Hoover for SEC Media Days? I know you guys are always excited.
Have you ever drove the potholes off 59 heading to Birmingham?
I have, no. Unfortunately.
It's like going back to, like, 1912 and riding a horse and buggy.
It's funny, Austin, because Greg Sankey announced earlier that the 2021 Media Days are coming to Nashville, and I said the only people that matters to are the media members who now get to go to Nashville instead of Hoover, Alabama. That's it. The city of Nashville will not care.
You're exactly right, and, it's exciting to get that thing to Nashville. Nashville continues to, just get more and more events, and it's smart on the SEC's part, especially when you factor in that, your basketball tournament's home is basically in Nashville, outside of, every blue moon that it makes a trip somewhere else. I'm excited to, I'm just kind of excited to get back around it. I mean, it's kind of the unofficial start, and, we'll get to hear all the vibes out there tomorrow from Coach Pruitt.
So, Austin, we know that the player representatives for Tennessee will be well-schooled on what to say and what not to say with the media at SEC Media Days, given Jeremy Pruitt's control of the program. But who do you think will be the star of this group in terms of who's going to be the most impressive with the media when they go make the rounds in Hoover this week?
I think it'll be Jared Garantano. He's the most polished. He handles himself extremely well. Every time he's put in front of us, he gets it. Outside of that, I would lean towards Daryl Taylor. I would put Daniel Batuli as kind of the third man in that group. Daniel is, more methodical in his approach. Daryl Taylor, you're right, all three are going to be schooled up. And I don't even think that's Jeremy Pruitt. I don't think he really cares. I think it's just other people around the program that, I think it's just today's day and age of sports information. They're always, hey, here's your talking points. Hey, they get a little pamphlet, basically. And so I think Garantano will be the guy that, most people are really enamored with coming out of tomorrow, because I think he'll be super engaging, and I think he's polished and handles himself the right way.
Hey, Austin, Will Bowling here filling in for Hutton and Paul today. Do you see Garantano kind of moving into that CEO quarterback role? I know Butch Jones always used that to talk about Joshua Dobbs, and to me, this seems like an opportunity for him to be the kind of the public face now of Tennessee football. Do you see that maybe going on this week for him?
Yeah, I do. I think he is the public face, and he should be. I mean, he's your multi-year starter at quarterback. He's the guy on offense that drives the train, and outside of Jim Chaney, is your most powerful voice on the offensive side of the football. So, I think Garantano needs to be, the guy. And I think that's a big reason why I think it was huge for Jeremy Pruitt to kind of change directions with him in the offseason. I mean, a year ago, he didn't talk about JG a lot. JG wasn't allowed to talk to the media outside of, beating Kentucky and beating Auburn. I mean, he never really just did a random Tuesday deal. And so, since then, Pruitt's been talking about it openly, praising him constantly, and, he talked a bunch this spring. So, I think JG's kind of grabbing the baton, so to speak, and running with it. I just think that he's going to be the guy that if Tennessee's going to take that step as a program, will they need Garantano to take that step, because it all starts, ends, lives or dies with number two.
Well, also, I think year to year, you're going to see a much different Jeremy Pruitt this week than what we saw last year in his first SEC media days as a head coach. What can Tennessee fans maybe expect to see differently from the way he maybe handles some of these questions and really just handles the entire circus that is the SEC media days?
I'm more at ease. I mean, Chad talked about this. I mean, Jeremy Pruitt is much more at ease in year two than he ever was in year one. I thought he handled himself pretty good a year ago at media days, considering that he went in knowing he was going to get asked about, you know, the comments by Aaron Murray a year ago, and kind of, you know, he had his response. I think that he'll just be much more calm, much more collected, and I think he'll be very engaging, to be honest with you. I think he'll flash some humor because he's got that kind of dry sense of humor, and I think that just the more at ease, more comfortable in his own skin, Jeremy Pruitt's what you'll see tomorrow.
Is there growing optimism that Trey Smith is going to be able to play this year for Tennessee?
Chad, I'm pretty much on the record of saying that Trey Smith will be starting left guard for Tennessee this year.
Wow.
You know, obviously they're still checking boxes, but it's my belief that, you know, Trey Smith plans on playing this year. Obviously that could be subject to change if something else flares up, but everything has been positive to this point. I think Trey's desire is to play. So unless a family member steps in and says, "Hey, Trey, let's think about this thing long term," I think that Trey Smith will be a factor on Tennessee's offensive line from game number one.
Austin, do you see anything happening in terms of the roster with Tennessee basketball? I know it was a big disappointment to not get Kerry Blackshear, but Tennessee now not a lot of size on that roster. Are they going to try to add someone? I know they're trying to get someone eligible that could help them, but would you see any movement coming with this year's roster for Tennessee?
Don't, as of right now. You know, I think obviously things are subject to change, especially if, you know, something fell in your lap, but right now I think Tennessee takes an extra spot into the signing class. Obviously they're in a really good shape with, you know, Keon Johnson down to Virginia, Ohio State, Tennessee. Seems to be Tennessee is kind of the trendy thought process there. And it probably should be. He's an in-state kid. He's the top-ranked player in your state and just a great kid. You know, elsewhere, you've already got one commitment from a top 25 player nationally, and then you're in a really good spot with Jaden Springer. You know, the question becomes there is, you know, how involved does North Carolina get now that they've offered, and how does this thing kind of change over the next, you know, a few months as he kind of windles things down a little bit. I think you maybe keep that spot open for a big man. I don't think you just take a body to take a body. I think sometimes if that backfires on you and you end up having to run somebody off later anyway. So I think they probably leave that spot open, Chad.
Austin, I've got the rare Lady Vols basketball question for you. Every time I see a tweet about Kelly Jolly Harper, she's in a different part of the state doing some sort of speaking engagement. I feel like she was the 4th of July midnight parade marshal in Gatlinburg. She had the gym named after her in Sparta. What is it?
That got canceled.
Oh, it got canceled?
Oh, gosh.
Well, I saw that she was going to be there, but I feel like she's kind of making the barnstorming tour of the state in her new position. How has she been received so far in that position, and what has she been doing in her first few months on the job?
I think she's been received extremely well, and smart of her and the people around her to put her out there in a lot of different arenas to kind of be visible, because, you know, I think at times Holly wasn't as visible as some would have liked, and you know, Pat won everybody over years and years and moons ago before she ever won national titles and conference titles. She won people over by just being her and being, you know, being the classy lady that she was. But, you know, she was approachable. I mean, you know, when I was a student in Tennessee and we did a student radio station there and did a sports, you know, show every night, you know, she would come out. You know, she didn't have to do that. I mean, we were just lowly students. And I think for Kelly, you know, for Kelly Harper, it's about just, you know, making yourself approachable. And I think that Kelly already is that, but I think this just makes it much more presentable that way. And, you know, I mean, I think there are some Lady Vol fans that would love to have seen Kara Lawson get a shot, especially now that she's on an NBA coaching staff. But I think, you know, the hire was made. People are firmly behind Kelly. And I think the people around her and Kelly herself are doing a really good job of selling the program. I think it's just going to take some time. It's not going to be a quick fix.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com, brought to you by Junk Be Gone. Austin, thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you on Friday after you get back through the potholes and everything coming up north from Hoover.
Pray for me, guys.